we need to set the table for job creation and economic growth in this country, and we need to do it in a very smart way. So, Mr. President, today I am here to talk about the Angel Investment Tax Credit Bill that I am introducing. This really is the private sector getting back on its feet with a little bit of grease provided by the government to get things going in the right direction through the tax code. All these companies that are on this chart here started with angel investment to get over the hump. What happens is someone will have a good idea. They think they can innovate. They think they can produce. They think they can have value in the marketplace, but they can't get the capital in order to get established. They can't quite get over the hump. J.B. Hunt Company is now a $5 billion company. It employs 14,500 people and has 400 facilities in 48 states. In 1961, J.B. Hunt had an idea, and he went to five poultry company executives with his hat in his hand asking for money. They gave him $25,000 in seed money, and that's what he's done with that company throughout the course of his lifetime. There are lots of examples of folks like that. HP, there's a company in Arkansas called Nanomec, and Blue and Green, and other companies that we've seen do this, but many of these companies are very much household names. Google, Facebook, Amazon, eBay, Apple, all of these companies started with angel investment to get them through what they call the Valley of Death. And the Valley of Death is usually that period where it's gone from the idea stage to the marketplace, and they usually need somewhere between $1 and $4 million to really get their ideas to market. Our bill is designed to bridge that gap and cross that valley of death so that we can see a lot of startup companies come into the marketplace. We're looking for the next J.B. Hunt. We're looking for the next Apple, next Amazon. We're trying to find the next HP, whoever's out there who has great ideas, who wants to come in and invest. Angel investment led to the creation of 250,000 jobs in 2009. 2009 wasn't a great year, but angel investment led to the creation of 250,000 jobs, and this represented about 5% of all the new jobs in the U.S. So this can have a measurable impact. This can really move the needle in the right direction, and I think that the time is now for us to work on this. Again, I'd encourage my colleagues on both sides of the aisle to read the legislation if they're interested. I'd love to visit with you about it, and I'd love to get this bill moving through the system as quickly as possible.